Namaskar. Yesterday, Dr. Mohan Bhagwat concluded his 3 days historic speech. Historic speech because he actually did a brand transformation on RSS. He put forward to this nation the new concept of the Rashtra Swayam Sevak Sangh. So we will get into his speech in a while, but before that, I want to talk about a few people, few individuals who are the secularist individuals, who are the progressive thinking individuals of our country, and their statement about RSS and about Dr. Bhagwat's speech. I want to first take your attention to a tweet that Mr. Nikhil Wagle is a very senior journalist and also a thinker of his own rights. And what he said is, he said RSS is an opportunist organization. They change their language, tone, style, color, content as per the situation. So that's what he had to say about RSS. Rajdeep Sardesai, senior journalist, said that why doesn't RSS disown the BHP Bajrang Dal brand of hate politics? Else, this is just pre-election posture to be more inclusive. So he said, look, you know what, I don't trust all this. Is this all pre-election posture? Nikhil Wagle said, you know, RSS is an opportunist organization. Ashutosh, the former AAP member and also a senior journalist, he too said that, you know, if Bhagwat thinks that Govalkar got carried away on the issue of Muslims, then should apologize to the Muslims. Why are you not apologizing? So if you're not apologizing, you're not telling the truth. So Rajdeep Sardesai says it's a pre-election inclusive posture. Nikhil Wagle says this is all fake and it is the organization is trying to fake the people. And Ashutosh says, "Arey bhai, you don't believe what you say because otherwise you should apologize." Theek hai, point of view, right? But can I ask these same gentlemen that none of these people, in fact, all of these people were pro the government talking to Pakistan and going there with an olive branch. And I rightfully so. We should spread peace. We should spread love. And rightfully so. They were the first people to talk about tolerance. They said we should have tolerance. We should spread peace. So they said, look, we should talk to separatists. They were all for it. They said we should talk to Pakistan. They were all for it. So they are okay and they are tolerant and they are secular when they come to Pakistan, when it comes to separatists. And I am saying it is right. It is right. Peace is the best process. But what is wrong is the definition of tolerance changes when it comes to RSS. When it comes to RSS, they are doubtful. RSS is a rogue. RSS is not telling the truth. RSS has got hidden agenda. Why? If you can trust Pakistan, you can trust separatists, isn't it unfortunate that you can't trust RSS? Then your secularism, your tolerance is a social garb. It is theatrics. It's theatrics to get social accolade. It is not real because what is good for the geese should be good for the gander. If you are open to talk to Pakistan, if you are open to accept Pakistan, listen to them without prejudice, you should do the same to RSS. So when Pakistan says something, we should listen without prejudice. But when RSS says something, before they complete, you say they are fake, you say they are liars, you say they are, it's all a garb. It is not fair. It is not secular and it is no way tolerant. This is the first thing I wanted to say. The next thing I wanted to ask is, the whole world seems to be asking, "Arey bhai, Rahul Gandhi kyun nahi aaya? Arey bhai, Akhilesh Yadav kyun nahi aaya? Arey bhai, Sitaram Yechuri kyun nahi aaya?" The whole world seems to be asking that. Because RSS had thrown open a function to all registered national parties. They had sent their invites to all registered national parties, and the media was hoping that Rahul Gandhi comes, the Sitaram Yechuri comes, Akhilesh Yadav comes, so on and so forth. Nobody turned up. But can I ask you a question? Neither did Amit Shah turn up. If they are expecting Akhilesh Yadav from SP to turn up for this, then I am sure Amit Shah should have turned up. Bhai, you are the closest to RSS. You should have turned up first. So in Bharatiya Janata Party, only the second rung people attended the function. No Amit Shah, no Arun Jaitley. I'm not even including Modi, he's a prime minister, he's busy. Okay, let us not include him. But no Amit Shah, no Sushma Swaraj, no Nitin Gadkari, no Arun Jaitley attended the function. It was only people who otherwise also are floating around were the people from BJP who attended the function. What did that mean? You are expecting Congress to take RSS function seriously. You are expecting Samajwadi to take an RSS function seriously. But BJP will not take it seriously. BJP jisko time hai, usko bhejta hai. Koi important aadmi gaya nahi. This is the point two I wanted to make. Now let me come to the most important point of this editorial, and that is Bhagwatji's speech. What did he say and what are the historic comments that he made yesterday? We've identified 9 comments for you, and let us go through them one by one. The first comment that Dr. Bhagwat made was that of Shuddha Charitra Sampanna.
Samaj mein parivartan hoga, to samaj ki jeevan ke sare kriyakalap apne aap parivartit ho jayenge. वहां से शुरू करके यहां नहीं पहुंचा जा सकता, यहां से शुरू करके वहां पहुंचना पड़ेगा। और फिर आगे वो कहते कि इसके लिए नायक की आवश्यकता है जो शुद्ध चारित्र संपन्न है।
He said a leader should be that of शुद्ध चरित्र संपन्न, a man with clean conscience and clean character. The reason I'm talking about this is because I don't know whether what he said is the leader currently does not have Shuddha Charitra Sampanna or he has Shuddha Charitra Sampanna and so let him continue. I don't know what he means by that. But he said the leader of India, a person who is ready to lead India, should have Shuddha Charitra Sampanna. If the leader currently already, if he assumes that the leader already has Shuddha Charitra Sampanna, then why would he talk about it? He would have said that the leader should be like Modi. The fact that he didn't say that, but he said that the leader of India should be Shuddha Charitra Sampanna, means that the leader we look forward to is that of Shuddha Charitra Sampanna. This is the way I see it. So that's one. The second thing where he said Congress has given us leaders who has inspired India. Listen to what he says.
एक धारा ये निकली कि नहीं, अपने देश के लोगों में राजनीतिक समझदारी कम है, सत्ता किसकी है इसका क्या महत्व है लोग कम जानते हैं, अपने देश के लोगों की राजनीतिक जागृति करनी चाहिए और इसलिए कांग्रेस के रूप में एक बड़ा आंदोलन सारे देश में खड़ा हुआ, उसमें भी अनेक सर्वस्व त्यागी महापुरुष जिनकी प्रेरणा आज भी हमारे जीवन के प्रेरणा में काम करती है ऐसे पैदा हुए और देश के सर्वसामान्य व्यक्ति को स्वतंत्रता के लिए रास्ते पर लाकर खड़ा करने का काम उस धारा ने किया, एक बड़ा योगदान अपने स्वतंत्रता प्राप्ति में उस धारा का है।
He said, Congress has given us leaders who inspired India. This is important, especially in this particular occasion where the entire BJP IT cell and their entire gang of BJP is trying to discredit people like Jawaharlal Nehru, is trying to discredit people like Mahatma Gandhi, is trying to discredit people like Indira Gandhi with all sorts of rumors, all sorts of stories, all sorts of at times bigotries spread against them. This is the time when Dr. Mohan Bhagwat said, Congress has given us leaders who has inspired this country. The third important thing which he said is, I do not accept political bickering. India has always progressed. Hear what he said.
Bheda rahit swarth mukta samaj hi rashtriya swatantrata ki aur swatantrata ke baad rashtra ke param vaibhav ki guarantee hai, dusri nahi. विचारधारा अपने जगह है, नीतियां अपने जगह है, सरकारें अपने जगह है, राजनीतिज्ञ अपने जगह है, लेकिन इन सब के आकांक्षाओं की पूर्णता तब होती है जब ऐसे समाज में ये लोग होते हैं, फिर वो सहायक बनते हैं, नहीं तो अपने देश में स्वतंत्रता के बाद योजनाएं कम हुई क्या, राजनीति के क्षेत्र में तो एक दूसरे पर आरोप चलता है, आपने ठीक नहीं किया, आपने ईमानदारी से नहीं किया, मैं उन आरोपों को नहीं करता, कितना भी कहो कुछ तो हुआ ही है।
What he meant was very clear. ऑल दिस टॉक्स ना कि 60 साल में क्या हुआ, 60 साल में देश का कुछ भलाई नहीं हुआ, अरे हम 60 साल के प्रॉब्लम क्लीन कर रहे हैं, ये सब जुमला है, ये सब इट्स ऑल कॉक एंड बुल स्टोरी. देयर इज नो फैक्चुअल एलिमेंट टू इट. He said that India has always been progressing and each and every government, whether it be Congress government or whether it be a Vajpayee government, has ensured that they have contributed their two bits to the progress of India. Otherwise, India wouldn't have been the India what it is today. So he made a very clear statement saying that let not anybody say that nobody has done for India. We are only the person who are doing for India. India has been progressing for the last 60 years and it will continue to progress for the next 6,000 years. Another important statement he made was arrogance and pride should be kept away.
संघ के कितने स्वयंसेवक हैं, कितने काम करते हैं, लेकिन प्रसिद्ध सब नहीं होते. दुनियादारी में चलना है तो संगठन के पदाधिकारी होने पड़ते हैं, फिर बड़ा बन गया है तो माध्यमों के लोग पीछे पड़ते हैं, दिखाते हैं, इसलिए किसी को सामने आना पड़ता है. नहीं तो मोहन भागवत सरसंघ चालक बन गया और उसके रोज फोटो छप रहे हैं, ये मोहन भागवत के लिए बहुत परेशानी का विषय है, क्योंकि ये संघ की पद्धति नहीं है. कभी कभी लोग कहते हैं कि आप सब अच्छे व्यक्तियों को फेसलेस बना रहे हो. हाँ भाई, बात सही है, हम फेसलेस बनते हैं, क्योंकि ये भी अहंकार न रहे कि मैंने किया.
Now, when I think of arrogance and pride, I don't know whose name comes first. But what he said is, when you are working for your nation, arrogance and pride would be put aside. I don't know who is he talking about. I'm sure you will guess the name as much as I do. So I leave it to your imagination. But he said, arrogance and pride should be put aside when you are serving the nation. Another important point that he said was, people who criticizes us are also ours. We believe in unity instead of divisiveness.
जो आज हमारा विरोध करते हैं वो भी हमारे हैं, ये हमारा पक्का है. उनके विरोध से हमारी क्षति न हो इतनी चिंता हम जरूर करेंगे, लेकिन हम लोग तो सर्वलोक युक्त भारत वाले लोग हैं, मुक्त वाले नहीं है.
He said, if minorities are criticizing RSS, it is okay, we understand, because they are our own people. Possibly he meant about Muslims and possibly meant about Christians who are criticizing RSS. He said, okay, it's fine, because they are our own people. If they have something to tell us, so be it. What more do you want a RSS chief, Sarasangha Chalak, to tell you? He said, I understand if you are angry with me, and there were statements made. Yeah, I understand that, because you are our own people. Another very important statement he made was, Shamshan and Kabristan are actually only political statements. They are statements that is deteriorating the state, and I think the whole country knows who made that statement. He said, those kind of statements will not help the country to progress. In fact, these kind of politics will pull back the nation.
स्मशान, कब्रिस्तान, भगवा, आतंकवाद, ये सारी बातें होंगी नहीं. ये सारी बातें तब होती है जब राजनीति केवल सत्ता के लिए चलती है, सत्ता के माध्यम से लोक कल्याण के लिए नहीं चलती है.
Another very important statement he made is, संघ is dynamic. And it keeps changing. It keeps updating itself like the society. So as the society progresses, so does the Sangh. The Sangh doesn't remain in the 1930s when it was formulated. It progresses. So that's another very important statement he made. And key statements like, national interest is our interest. We have no big enemies, nor do we have any close friends. Hear this.
राष्ट्रनीति के बारे में हम बोलते हैं, और अगर हमारी शक्ति है हम जिसको उचित मानते उसको करवाने की, तो उसको हम लगाते जरूर है, और ये हम छुपे छुपे नहीं करते, ये डंके की चोट पर करते हैं. क्योंकि व्यक्ति निर्माण ये हमारा मुख्य काम है, वही हम करते हैं, लेकिन जो निर्मित व्यक्ति है वो निठल्ले तो बैठे नहीं रहेंगे. वो नागरिक है देश के, सब लोगों के जैसा उनका भी देश के जीवन के समस्त अंगों में अपना सहभाग रहना अपेक्षित है, वो रहता है.
उसमें किसी दल का स्वार्थ नहीं, किसी विचारधारा के प्रभाव की बात नहीं, केवल भारत हित की, राष्ट्र हित की बात रहती है। किसी के प्रति बैर नहीं है और किसी के प्रति अधिक दोस्ती नहीं है, यह संघ का स्वभाव है।
दिस स्टेटमेंट क्लियरली सेज दैट लिसन, फॉर अस नेशनल इंटरेस्ट इज व्हाट वी आर बॉदर अबाउट, नॉट a single party's interest, or possibly in this case, I guess he hinted at BJP. He says, listen, it is not that Congress is our big enemy and BJP is our best friend. We have none of those emotions. We are equidistant and we look at national interest. The last statement to which he concluded was, he said, we support policies and will support anybody who supports the policies, who supports nationalist policies. So you have nationalist policy, we support you. You don't have nationalist policy, we don't support you.
अभी तक और किसी ने मांगा नहीं है। मांगेंगे तो हम विचार करेंगे, काम अच्छा है तो जरूर देंगे। क्योंकि हम किसी दल का समर्थन हमने कभी किया नहीं है 93 सालों में। हमने एक नीति का समर्थन जरूर किया है और हमारे नीति के समर्थन करने का लाभ जैसे हमारी शक्ति बढ़ती है वैसे राजनीतिक दलों को मिल सकता है। जो उसका लाभ ले सकते हैं वो ले जाते हैं, जो नहीं ले सकते वो रह जाते हैं।
दिस इज द जिस्ट ऑफ व्हाट डॉक्टर मोहन भागवत सेड। He said a lot more things. Of course, it is there in the channel. You can go through his entire speech, all the three speeches we have joined together. So we will put a link down. So you can go through the link of his entire speech. He said a lot more. But these are the few points that he identified and specifically identified. I thought I picked these points specifically because this is in reference to the current governance and the current situation. He made his stand very clear. I am loyal to nobody. The Sangh is loyal to no political party. The Sangh is open to work with any party who is willing to work on national policies. He made it very clear that Sangh is about inclusiveness and not about divisiveness. And he said he is not going to stand with anybody who talks divisive. So to conclude, it will be the interest of parties like Congress, the Samajwadi, the Janata Dal, to at least hear what the RSS has to say and not treat them like an untouchable. Because this time, if they ignore Rashtra Swayam Sevak Sangh, it will definitely show in their 2019 result. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.